Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Dirty Kong Podcast. This show was filmed in a garden by three drunk retards and as such will not be of the high quality you the listeners are used to and deserve. So bear with us and, you know, we hope you enjoy the show anyway. It's free, so get over it.
I'll start.
Hello, window. Welcome to...
Dirty Kong. To the fan and employees, welcome to the Dirty Kong Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Dirty Kong Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, John Boy, and with me is...
I'm JT.
And you'll notice there's a silence there, and that's because David isn't with us tonight.
Somber silence. Yeah. Just doesn't seem right anymore. But instead, we've got something equally as awesome, if not more in some ways.
It's El Benj!
El Benj!
It's our friend Ben.
Benj's here.
El Benj from Mexico.
Mexico, I'm here to speak to you. And not the Mexican accent.
As you can tell, listeners, Ben's been drinking.
I've not been drinking. Yeah. Yes, I have been drinking.
Yes, he has been drinking.
This is our summer cast episode.
We're outside in the good stuff.
So we've got to apologise for any, you know, the bad audio or whatever.
The weather is good, the sun is out, we're sat at the end of a garden.
Yeah, drinking beers. Smoking.
What are we now? What's the month? April?
We're in April.
April.
And the sun's coming out to visit Derby for...
Not that we expect this kind of weather in April, but we can expect shit weather in July and August, yeah. So we're making the most of it.
That's right, yeah. We're having a summer a little early this year.
So, how's it been going, guys? What have you been up to? Miss Dave? You can feel the absence.
There's definitely the absence. There's definitely the missing.
There is. It's just
it's not the same,
is it? It's a little odd, but
we had to pipe Ben in quick as.
Yeah.
Ship him in from overseas.
I was asleep.
I just
woke up and had a couple of pints.
Between looking for work and this little Mexican gang. You know, he has the odd nap and we're just like, you know, abducted him in a pickup truck.
One lazy Mexican. If Jeremy Clarkson was doing this and the BBC was, they'd be apologising for me right now.
Yeah, but that's we're not.
But no, there's no apology.
Because we're Dirty Kong and we offend everything and we apologise for nothing.
We apologise for not all.
No.
Not all.
We complain for not all.
Someone said a beer.
So how are you? How is everybody out there? Is everybody having a nice time?
Are you talking to the listeners?
I'm talking to the listeners. Yeah. I want to know how they're feeling.
Yeah.
On this sunny afternoon.
What if they want to let you know, Ben, where do they have to write in?
They need to write into Dirty Kong at
forum
at the at live.com. Live.
No, dot co.uk.
At live.co.uk. Live. Dirty Kong at live.co.uk. Or you can visit us on our Facebook, our MySpace.
Yes.
Or the forum, John. What's the forum?
Forum, dirtykong.forummotion.com.
And you tell us how you're doing today.
How's your summer going?
How is your weather?
If in fact you were even experiencing summer. Because some places, believe it or not, Jay, do not experience summer at the same time as we.
Really?
In the English Isles.
What? What do you mean, not summer?
Oh, right, there's a dark continent somewhere.
Up north.
They experience.
Oh, right, yeah.
Them up north. Fuck all up north. No, that's not true. You know everything. You know just as much as we do, but just a little bit slower. You get it a couple of weeks later than we do.
I don't know if you can tell this, listeners, but this is actually quite improvised. It's a last-minute jobby.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is coming through.
None of us are taking this very seriously.
John has postponed to get more, so we can add more to the, is it the haunting kind of
episode? Yeah, we've got a couple of ideas for episodes. We're going to do like a sort of two-parter of the unexplained phenomenon.
So I can tell everyone about my... What is it? Mongolian death worm.
Yeah,
don't give too much away.
Let's leave it there. That's just a little teaser.
And I've got a blue room.
Oh,
a blue room coming up. Which in the meantime, you guys can Google, can comment on, and I'll tell you my story in a couple of weeks.
Because we've not really experienced what the blue room is. So if you guys out there know what the blue room is, please write into what we've already, you know, the information we've already given.
The shit that we said before. Yeah,
we're not going to say it again.
But I've been hitting up the forum over the last like couple of weeks because my internet was down, so you know, I couldn't really hit that.
How do you deal without internet?
I don't know,
because
it's like I had to go to like this Stone Age technology, which was porn magazines.
What?
I know. Well,
static images.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they're like you know, like you know, say like if you're watching a movie of porn, yeah, and then you press pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like in a porn mag. It's really weird. But it was just like it was unbearable without porn. That, I mean, that's predominantly what I use it for, and I couldn't get any.
That's what everybody.
But that is what the internet is for. There is a song out there. If people Google it, there is "The Internet Is for Porn."
Yeah.
Song.
Which is obviously a good one.
Is that on YouTube? Or?
It is on YouTube. If you YouTube "The Internet Is for Porn," there's a good video out there which will tell you all about what the internet is actually for.
Yeah. It's just 4 minutes of someone saying, "It's for porn."
It's for porn. At which point, if you can get to the end of the video without frapping, you'll be a stronger man than I. A stronger man.
Frapping. But yeah, there's some strange things going on in the forum. Some weird people commenting, like some crazy stuff.
And I think Paul's got a splurge out there. Has got an admirer.
Yeah.
Has
oh
he
yeah.
Now?
Yes. Yeah. That dude. That
he keeps
viewing that. Well, that particular picture. Have we mentioned what it is? Or are we letting people find out what it is?
The mangina.
The mangina. Yeah. Okay.
Do people know what a mangina is out there? Do you think? Is that international? Or is that just
we can't even demonstrate the mangina on radio.
No,
you can't, but you can imagine what it is.
Let's explain it. Mm. Somebody explain it.
Right, yeah, a mangina is basically you took your dick and your balls between your legs, and so obviously when you stood up, you can see, you're naked, and you've took your nutsack and your balls between your legs, and then you stand up. And it just looks like you've got like a muff going on.
It looks like the vagina without the axe wound.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's it.
Didn't they do it
without the axe wound? Jesus Christ.
Wasn't there a mangina scene in Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, there was.
So when the killer tucks his penis in between his legs and dances around, that's what we're talking about. And Splurge is the master of the mangina.
He is the master, as in like, you can be anywhere with this guy, anywhere, and completely not expect it. I've been at John's house a couple of times, we've been sat round playing Xbox, and you'll hear a shout from the kitchen, "Ben, what's this?" You turn around, and there it is. There's the mangina for literally, it feels like a lifetime.
It's when he turns around and shows you the fruit bowl.
But where everything is. But it feels like a lifetime, but it is literally a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Where the mangina is there and it's gone. It's literally gone.
But in that short period, it's like burned into your retina, and that's it.
You will remember the mangina. Once you've seen it, you can't get away from
you
the mangina.
You can't unsee it.
Because it is there. It's like when someone says mangina, you get that hour-long image, which was actually a couple of seconds, but it's an hour. Think about Inception. If you think about a dream within a dream where 10 minutes is an hour is 4 hours, depending where you are. You are in limbo, where if you were in real life, it'd be 30 seconds. But in limbo, it's your entire life.
Yeah.
Mangina is your life.
And it's like, and you'll go around, you'll be walking around town and stuff, and everyone's got a mangina. You don't see people clothed anymore. Everyone's walking around with manginas.
I think we discussed this in one of the last, it might have been episode 10, where the mangina picture on the forum and subsequent pictures have actually come from Paul's cousin.
Yeah. Sean.
Sean, Mr. Sean.
Hello, Sean. Thanks for that.
Hi, Sean.
Awesome.
Why on earth any cousin has a picture of another cousin's mangina?
Yeah, that is a little weird. That must be like a weird family to be in. Yeah. You know, when you're showing each other's manginas.
So congratulations, Master Family. You are a special breed.
A special breed.
We could not do without. I would be disappointed if there weren't masters in the world.
I think the shows with Spurge on are actually our best shows. Mm. Our funniest shows.
But don't tell him that, because he'll get a big head
and he'll think too much of himself.
He'll be waiting on bated breath for this episode.
He'll be here every week.
He will.
You try and get rid of him. You try and keep him as a special guest. And it won't happen. He'll be here before all you are. He'll start recording it, and you'll walk in from. John will just finish work. Jamie will be at home, and Paul's halfway through a podcast. And Jamie and John will turn up, and then have to try and wrestle it back for him.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Definitely. So, what's been happening in the world of recent?
What's Gaddafi up to? He's a bad man. He's a very bad man. But
it looks like Jimi Hendrix's dad.
He does. Yeah. When he's sat there, because he doesn't stand anywhere. He always sits, and he's always got that little crappy hat on.
He's like a dictator, but I look at the photos and I think he's a cool motherfucker.
Yeah.
I bet he's got women swooning all over him.
Yeah, the fact that he has to recruit them and call them in, the fact is the women swarm around him because otherwise they'd be executed. Yeah. It means nothing.
That's not the point.
That's power. That's
sexual prowess. Yeah.
You're a real man if you can command a woman to come over to you and kill herself in front of you.
That's power. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. That just reminds me, actually, Ben. It's like, how was the reception when you got home after episode 10?
It was surprisingly good.
Yeah,
it was
surprisingly good that. Because I was worried we might have caused a bit of friction.
I did go home, and I didn't. I woke her up, as we do, because obviously we had rung Sonia and talked to her about coming on people and what does it taste like and things like that. I get home, expecting a bit of, why the fuck did you ring me? You can't say this on radio. It isn't right. But I got home and I was like, sorry for ringing you. She's like, no, it's cool. I think you guys are funny.
Oh, that's good.
You can ring me anytime. I would ring her now and join her in, but she is at work.
Has anybody got Splurge's number? Is Splurge off today?
He's off the week.
So when you ring him, now.
We'll give him a ring and just see what he's up to.
But yeah, you know, I used just, you know, El Benj was just saying about, you know, we can talk to Sonia about anything.
Yes.
I was thinking next week we could talk about anal.
Well, that's a big B.
Because I wanted to know what
anal?
For
it. Anal's a big B. Because it stings, right? It doesn't happen very often.
Only on your birthday.
Sorry, James Brain, what were you saying, mate?
No, I was just saying...
I can't ring his mobile number.
I've lost my trail of thought now. I'm thinking about anal.
We're talking about anal, yeah. We were talking about anal.
Sonia and anal.
I'll ring his home number. If Laura answers,
just put her on.
I'll ask for more. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, I'll
pipe up once.
What have you been up to this week, Kerja?
I had my first migraine.
Your first ever migraine?
What's
taking you so long, dude?
I don't know. I mean, because I thought I'd had a migraine before, because it was just like bad headache, blah, 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 blah. But then, like, a couple of nights ago, I had like a properly bad headache. You know, where you can't look at light and stuff. I was like, oh, it's a fucking migraine. And I almost felt like, I don't know. I got over a milestone. Everyone has to have a migraine. And I'm part of the group.
Hi, boy, it's Ben.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Put him on.
It's Blair.
How's it going, dude? You right?
You live?
It's Ben.
Who's that?
Who's that?
What a villain.
You're on speakerphone and you're on the podcast.
You're live on the Dirty Con podcast.
Hello,
how's it going?
Come on.
You're off this week, right?
Ah.
Ah, he's off this week.
Wicked.
We just thought
I'm off this week.
We'll just see how you're doing.
Have you just woken up? You sound a bit sleepy.
Sound a bit?
Sleepy.
Sleepy, yeah, I'm knackered.
Yeah. Have you just took one out?
No, I've 4 nights on the trot and I've just been drinking.
Paul's a good boy, you see.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
You're not drunk now though, are you, dude?
I'm alright.
You're not drunk now?
No.
Why not? Yeah.
He's only had a couple. I love it. This boy is non-stop.
To be fair, we've had more than that.
Yeah.
What are you not doing?
We're podcasting it.
We're podcasting it in the garden.
Outside. Summer edition.
Woo!
Yeah, podcasting it up massive live, isn't it?
You're on live, yeah.
Oh, thin man, thin.
Thin man.
So how's your week been?
I'm gagging for a poo.
He's gagging for a poo.
I was just about to go for a poo and then the phone rang, so...
Oh, well, we're going to keep you on for ages now, so you're going to have, like, a turtle head poking out. You know, you're
going to... I'm going to poo live on the podcast.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Can you not take the phone into the toilet, man, and... No?
The phone won't reach that far.
Oh, he's not cordless, is he?
Oh man. Yeah, that's because Paul's from the 80s.
Have you listened to episode 10?
Have I listened to episode 10? Not all the way to the end yet, no.
Oh, you're a bell end.
You're fucking...
Sorry. I'm kind of, you know, I've got no crumpets, and then I've got no tea.
He's a fair weather fan. He fucking only listens to it when it suits him. He's supposed to be hardcore. You're supposed to have it on repeat all day, because it's that awesome.
I'm going to get like an MP3 installed into the...
Good thinking.
Don't get an MP3 player, get an iPod.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't have that sort of money.
Because I think Apple products are the best products around.
Oh, all right, Steve. Okay. All right, Mr. Jobs.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck's that all about? We said no advertising. You just want free shit.
Oh, definitely. Paul, you going to give us a plug, man?
What?
Give us a little sign-off, how good the show is, etc.
Oh, you want to do a sign-off?
Yeah, something funny, though. It's got to be good. It's got to be funny.
Okay. Kind of hard. Got family around.
You can be PC, we'll let you.
Alright then. Hey everyone, this is the Dirty Con podcast. It's amazing. And it's good. And I'm in it. So is everybody else. So I thought I'd best listen to it.
Thanks for the enthusiasm, Paul. Thanks for sending all our listeners to sleep with that drab, dreadful, miserable sack of shit. That I've lost my boner. Everyone around me has lost my boner. The sun's gone in. Fucking everyone's gone home. My beer's gone warm. Just because of your fucking podcast, listen to it. Fucking Paul, mate, cheer up a bit. Fucking liven up. Call us back and do better. You miserable cunt.
See you there. See you later, Paul.
Bye.
Good lord.
Jesus.
It's like squeezing blood out. It's
just like, it's exciting in the most inappropriate places.
It's true.
And then, like, when you want him to be fun and funny and lively and stuff, he's just like, I'm Paul and I've got a sore eye. Do you know what I mean? Fucking, cheer up, you miserable bastard.
My dead granny speaks better of me than that. She listens to the show more than he does. He's unbelievable.
But I love the guy. I'm still trying to work out why, but I love him. That is a big, dirty, dark cloud, man.
I know, I think it's going to rain in a second. We're going to have to maybe
have to
clear
up. Oh, it's fucked up. It's not going to be a summer edition anymore. We're going to have to chase the sun.
Shall I do a story?
Yeah, do a story, because we're all running dry.
Yeah, we are running very dry.
Yeah.
It's running low tonight. I'm sorry, you listeners. We'll get back on form next week, definitely.
Maybe.
When Dave finally decides to come into the studio.
Yeah.
A higher man calls 911 from jail cell, which is the headline.
Right, okay.
A Sandusky, Ohio man was arrested when it was reported that he allegedly tried to get into a fight with some other patrons at a bar. He was very drunk, and when they got him back to the police station, he was being taken to his holding cell, yelling and banging on the bars. In order to subdue him, the police officers took his hand and cuffed it to the door. He must have been going something
chronic. Going fucking ape shit.
Like Ben does when I'm bumming.
I can't believe you're telling me this story now.
Well, not this much.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you went off on another conversation.
I love him.
Well, this didn't sit well at all with the man, and when he realised that the officers had failed to take his phone and he called 911, he reported to the dispatcher that he had been hogtied and demanded to speak to somebody in charge.
Huh?
Instead, the police took his cell phone. No word if he ever got his call to his lawyer after being charged with cocaine possession, which they found a bag on him. Disorderly conduct and finally using 911 for a non-emergency call. So they fined him for using the 911 for a non-emergency call after he's been in the cell.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, possessed cocaine then?
Not recently, no.
No, never been hogtied?
I haven't. Not in a non-sexual, sexy kind of way.
Maybe not.
There you go. I've been in possession of cocaine.
Yeah.
But I didn't give it to anyone.
No.
Yeah, that was mine. That was mine. Don't look at my cocaine, that's mine. Keep your hands off. And it was awesome. It made me feel like humping everything.
So, Ben, what did Paul have to say for himself?
Not much. No, he's good. He's
walked off for a bit, didn't
he? He reckoned he couldn't hear much of what we were saying, so he's just said his bit. So
that's what he always says.
Yeah.
He always says
he's off this week.
That's cool. We'll have to go and surprise him.
We will surprise him. We'll record more stuff. From Splurge.
Was he with his family members? I couldn't quite hear him myself.
From the sounds of it, from he said he's with family, so...
Oh, shit.
I thought
Well, me calling him a cunt, a numerous amount of times, that probably won't bode well with his family.
Yeah, I really hope he wasn't on loudspeaker.
Yeah, that would be bad. No, it wouldn't. I don't give a shit. Why am I pretending? No, I don't care. Why would I care?
That guy deals well with people ringing him up out of the blue. on his home phone.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was drugged up. I don't know what was wrong with it.
He's had a couple of beers, so
yeah,
it could mean anything.
Lightweight.
Yeah. So he's out of it. Listen.
Deserve it. He's off,
He's a bad man.
What was you going to say, John? Boy. Oh.
Oh, yeah, about the forum, about your picture on the forum. That's about a seal, isn't it?
A what?
A seal on, you know, your little...
Oh, yeah. Well, because... I mean, I'm not very...
JTron's finally got on the forum.
Yeah. I'm finally, you know, talking about stuff, put a new thread on it. Yeah, and my thread is, if Dirty Kong Podcast was a woman, what would she look like?
Ben?
She would be... I can answer this. Answer this.
Oh, right.
She's one of those... Again, I think you've mentioned Allenton before on here, but nobody understands. But if people don't understand what Allenton is, Allenton is the dirtiest, scaggiest fucking place in Derby. It's not far away, but it's far enough away. It's far enough away to realise how different we live life here to how people live it there, and it's a right fucking state.
Yeah,
and right.
It's what everything that's wrong with this country is.
The Dirty Kong podcast is. The dirty fucking slut you would cheat on your girlfriend or wife with, because the Dirty Kong podcast will do things that your wife or significant other won't do.
That's very true.
You would look like you would rag your fucking missus. You would fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah,
but if you did, she won't be your missus because she's dirty. Because there's something wrong with her, because she's not someone you take home to your parents.
No.
Whereas the Dirty Kong podcast is someone you would cheat on, or if you just come out of a relationship, you would fuck the shit out of that girl for a few days, get gonorrhea, go to the clinic and get it fucking sorted, but it's not.
Yeah.
She's the girl that you would get the kind of crazy shit that you really, really want to do done, but without anybody knowing it. Yeah. That's what Dirty Kong Podcast is.
We're your guilty little secret.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I had a bit of a tear in my eye
then. So, do you agree? Do you think that's what the Dirty Kong...
Yeah, there's not much more you can say about that. She's a dirty, filthy hooker of a broad.
So, a bit like Renee Zellweger then?
A bit like Renee Zellweger. If you remember... Yeah. But less hairy. With less hair and maybe some good looks.
And obviously, I was going to say, obviously, before Bridget Jones, where she got all fat and stuff like that, she's not... But
Bridget Jones, before the cum hits her face.
In Bridget Jones, you could kind of imagine, like, you'd settle for her, wouldn't you? You'd settle with her, because she's someone that...
You say you'd settle for her, you'd settle with her, settle down.
I said settle with... You'd settle with her, as in, like, she could be a wife to you. She could be someone that isn't quite... Isn't everything you want, but she's reliable. That's what it is, because you know that no other fuckers gonna want to shag her. But when she's like, when she's Renee Zellweger, she's skinny, she's got that pursed up, just sucked a lemon face, and you're thinking that she would suck a dick. She would suck a serious.
Oh
dick.
Yeah, she'd suck that fucker right off.
Most women do though.
What most women would suck a dick?
I think women like.
Well, it depends what we mean by a woman would suck a dick. They may suck a dick, but she would suck a dick.
Yeah.
She wouldn't care it was.
There's a difference.
You could poke it through your fence, and she would suck the shit
she
out
won't
of
know
it.
She won't need to know who it belongs to. Hang off that.
Yeah, that's
and it. Suck it dry.
That's
man.
It. Whereas your missus, I would like to think, would be peeking over that fence. Just to see what's on the other side. To at least make that decision.
Just before anything happens.
Yeah, just so she's looking over and thinking, is it right? Could I do this without causing problems? Would I upset my family if I suck this dick? Whereas, like, skinny Renee Zellweger would go down on you and she'd suck your eyeballs through your dick. she's crazy mental right here. That's what it is.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you trying to say that, Renee Zellweger would do that? But you'd like to think that your missus would check over the fence.
I would definitely.
So are you trying to say that Sonia, your wife, you don't mind her looking over the fence to see who's dick she's sucking?
Well, I'd like to see.
Is that while she's with you?
Oh, I thought you meant that she'd be looking over whilst Renee Zellweger was sucking
his
dick.
No. That'd be cool. It sounds like Benji is saying that it doesn't mind if Sonia, sucking a dick as long as she knows who it is. Because I've got a hole in my fence, mate, and she knows me perfectly well.
I would assume she'd see a dick in the fence and think, oh, that looks tasty. look over the fence and say, oh, no, that isn't Benj. And not suck that dick.
Oh, right. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Oh, she knows what dick she wants, and if she wants to look over a fence, she'd look over the fence to check it was me.
Yeah.
She wouldn't see that dick and think, that looks a bit like Benj's, but it's a little bit bigger. And then she looks over the fence and goes, oh, it's not Benj, I'm going to suck it anyway. No, she wouldn't. She'd go, although it's bigger and tastier and smells nicer, I'm not sucking that dick because it's not Benji.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Because you have a nice lady.
I wonder if she'd appreciate this. Has she started listening to the show now that she knows she's on
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, since episode 10.
I didn't think Sonia listened to this.
Yeah, she listened.
She didn't hear it was
since the birthday episode. Since you guys gave her the birthday shout out.
Oh, yeah.
What's that episode? That
was 8 or 9. Yeah, she started listening in for bits where she's in.
Oh, shit. I should not have opened my mouth.
So, currently...
You can edit that fucker right out.
So, where are we at? In podcast land, which episode is out currently? Is it 11 or 10?
We're on 11 now.
Is 11 out?
Yeah,
11
out.
So, this is 12,
okay.
Then?
Okay.
Is
that right?
This will be 12.
Okay, Son hasn't listened to 11th yet. Is there crazy shit in 11th that I shouldn't let her listen to?
No.
Should I skip on to episode 12 where we've already said that she'd like to look over a fence and suck a dick?
and then you've gone on to explain why she'd like to.
I hope that her mum doesn't listen to this podcast.
I'd like to think that you don't let Sonia listen to this one.
Okay, we'll skip on. We'll stay with
JK,
Mr. Wee.
If you've not seen Sonny's mum, you ain't seen nothing.
Why do you think I married Son?
She could suck a golf ball for a golf ball.
Because you know what she's going to turn into.
That's right. I'm like, you.
She's like a wine. She matures with age.
That's right. You've got to base your missus on what her mum looks like.
Yes.
I tell you what, if John was a female, I'd be fucking him silly.
Yeah.
Because his mum is well fit.
Thanks for that. She's just down the other end of the
I love it. I really love it.
You notice I did keep checking for that. I did keep checking.
Yeah,
do you wonder if the listeners can hear the kids' party going on?
Quite possibly. Let's clarify on that.
Everybody can you hear that?
Can you hear the inappropriateness of the music that is going
Jesus,
on?
Jesus, it sounds like a fucking party. Marching band.
What is going off over there?
There's a kids' party, Bouncy Castle. Probably Jelly, really? I don't fucking
And there's been, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? There has been, why don't you jump on my shaft, you whore? which is the new one by R. Kelly. Which is obviously talking about a boy.
R. Kelly's badass.
He's a bad man.
He's a very bad man.
Have you heard it? Speaking of R. Kelly, have you heard his
penis?
I know, what's it called? I can't remember the name of it. It's called In the Closet or Coming Out of the Closet. He did an opera. No, it's not an opera. It's a hip hopera.
Yeah, a hip hopera.
No, that's
things like that.
If anybody hasn't listened to this hip hopera, all the parts, and there's about 9 or 10 parts, I think, are all on YouTube. And basically, it goes through his missus cheating on him. The guy that his missus is cheating on with a copper.
Okay.
Who's cheating on with a reverend, and R. Kelly's cheating on her with a man. And there's lots of crazy crap going on. I tell you what, if you've not listened to this kind of stuff, you haven't lived. You want to listen to R. Kelly rap about his missus cheating on him with a man, who's cheating on her with a man, who you're cheating on with a woman, who's cheating on with a man. With a man. And it doesn't need to make sense. You listen, there are about 9 or 10 parts. So hip hopera, R. Kelly, Out of the Closet. Google that and you will have the best hour and a bit of your life. You do not understand how weird it is until you listen to it.
Is it like
Jerry Springer?
Is
in some kind of ways. No, in some kind of ways. But it kind of bases
less
itself
Jewish
on, and it's kind of like, and I'm sat in the closet, and he's shagging her on the bed, and I come out of the closet, and he says, whoa man, and that's kind of where it goes. It's literally like that.
To believe, but Ben isn't actually black.
No, I'm not, believe it or not, I am.
As awesome as that rap was,
yeah.
You know, and by our biggest dick is, and our lowest, you know, pants are, you know, Ben isn't black.
But that is literally how the hip hopera goes. And I tell you what, if you haven't seen it, you've got to Google it and you've got to get on it, because it's interesting. It's one of those things where you won't believe it until you see it. And everybody knows.
And even if you see it, you might not.
And everybody knows that R. Kelly is a bit weird.
Yeah.
He obviously went through that bit with he was shagging kids
Sheen?
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Charlie Sheen, he's a faker. He's a faker. R. Kelly is definitely a fucked up freak.
Yeah.
There's definitely something wrong with that guy. But I don't know if anybody's watching the news this week with
I try not to, but I mean,
yeah, with Charlie Sheen, obviously there's all this winning and there's all this songify stuff.
Yeah,
and
I
tell you what, the songify of winning is brilliant. I love that thing.
Oh, right.
But the fact is, in the last couple of weeks, he's turned up on various chat shows, just burst into the. I'm doing the bunny ears. I'm doing the bunny ears.
He's
burst in on some chat shows to say, "Hi guys, I'm here, I'm weird," and he chucks out t-shirts for his new show.
What?
And it's like, come on.
Jay, are we in the studio with Charlie Sheen right now, or what?
Yeah, we could be.
Where is Charlie Sheen?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of bursting in, here is Charlie Sheen.
Go on, Ben, do the impression.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm here and I'm winning.
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 Unfucking believable, isn't it?
Hey, has anybody else noticed that the first three letters of helicopter are also hell? I'm just saying.
Is that what he said?
I'm just saying.
Is that thing you said on the stage?
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, Charlie, just to butt in there. Yeah, that's what he's been saying. That's what Charlie Sheen's been saying. He bursts in, he's like, winning. He's like, and he puts people on podcasts as well. He's got a web TV show, Charlie. Yeah, man. Yeah, we do this and we go crazy and there's all this kind of crazy and I'm like, hasn't helicopter got the same words as hell? And I'm, yeah. And I'm like, well, yeah, Charlie, that is right, but hell has nothing to do with it. You say that, but it hasn't. It has, because I say that, and don't you know what I'm saying? I've got my new show out. Nobody likes it, but I've got a new show. Yeah, Charlie, I've been watching that on TV, actually, and I was watching it on YouTube.
I'm just going to let him get on with this, Jay. Yeah, we're going to stop him.
Charlie's got to go in a minute. He's limited.
Oh,
he's limited on time. Yeah, he's got to go in a minute. Let me just ask him a question. Charlie, we've noticed that I was watching YouTube this week and a lot of people walking out your show. Yeah, they're walking out my show. Why were they walking out on your show? Well, they said it was shit and they said I wasn't talking shit. Well, is that because you're making it all up, Charlie? Is that because you've got to make a lot, because you've quit 2.5 Men and you made a
that
made,
fabulous show.
You made millions an episode off that show. 1 million, 1.5, 2 million, something like that. Where nobody else is making that kind of money and you decided that wasn't enough for you because you're playing a parody of yourself in that show. And I understand it's gotta be hard, but the fact is you've now got to make what you do in 2.5 Men, you've got to make that more ridiculous. Is that right? Well, I live with two women. I live with my kids, and they're my goddesses. I love my goddesses.
Hey Jay, why has Charlie Sheen gone black?
Hey Charlie,
I don't know. Apparently Charlie Sheen left about 10 minutes ago, and Mr. T walked in. Hey Tucker, I got two kids. Winning fool.
Charlie Sheen's gone now. I think we've upset him.
Oh, bye Charlie.
Bye Charlie. Bye. It's nice to see you. But yeah, he
put a slam door in.
But that guy, yeah. he is a motherfucker. He's making that shit up. I can say that now he's left, because otherwise he would have. Like blow me up or exploded me or cut me with a machete or fed me to his trolls that he does. But that guy is 100% faking it.
Yeah.
Because
it'll come after you after his bang some 7 gram rocks.
Winning.
The phrase pulling fabrics is off another show, another podcast called From the Ville that is no longer in running.
Oh.
Alright.
Okay.
And I'm very sad about that. Bring From the Ville back. Awesome.
What is From the Ville?
From the Ville is
that the one where they were doing it in the basement?
Yeah, when they've got Dougie, the retarded friend.
No way.
They're ripping into him.
That was awesome.
A good few episodes. It's brilliant. But
they were like our idols, man.
Yeah.
They were.
They
who
did
was
inspire
idolizing.
Me. They did inspire me. So I want that to come back. If any listeners out there know them.
Let's start a petition. Let's stick it on
let's
stick it on the forum, on the Facebook, emailers.
I'm gonna get it tattooed on my cock.
Any comments you've got about From the Ville. We will post to them. We will send them. We'll copy you in. We'll tag them in the YouTube, in the Facebook, and everything. We'll tag them.
So I'll take photos of my cock.
So that they know that it's nothing. It's not nothing. It's we're wanting to bring them back. We know what we appreciate.
Yeah, so
you
go.
You want to see my cock now?
Yeah, go on then.
Right.
Oh shit! No, man. No. No.
John's trying to get his belt off to get his woolly out. Here it is, and there it is.
There's a lot of growing needs to be done there.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of shaft.
It's not a particularly cold day.
It smells as well.
It does.
You can smell it.
Yeah, you can smell it.
It smells like waffles.
Weird. I don't like waffles.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to the forum.
Yeah.
Have you read the post by Mom Lord?
No,
who's Mom Lord?
I assume it's a she. Could possibly be a gay man. She really, really likes Paul's mangina.
Really?
Splurge?
Yeah, and in one of the other posts on Dave's How Old is BD?
Yep.
Yeah.
He or she posts saying, I hope he's 18 and very experienced.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I did read that.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Momlo?
Will she not go for older? Will she not go for? Because she's experienced at 50.
I think she. Yeah. I think yeah. she likes the younguns, but wants them to not be sort of innocent.
Well, he does look quite young for a 50-year-old. I'd pass him as 49.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's easily 49 looking.
And a lazy sod. He's not even here.
He is. Where is the motherfucker?
I've tried to hold him all day.
Yeah. He is good looking though.
It's good. Good job. He's good looking.
I would seriously sort him out. But like I say, that guy can fuck for England. He's
yes. the rabbit.
Large, very large penis.
I tell you what,
it's like being fucked by a minigun.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that rapid fire kind of. it's over and done with, and you've just got no pelvis left.
Is it as quick as that though?
Well, it depends on how it's feeling.
Because I've known David. I've known Von Doggy since. I think it was 97 or 98.
So we're
talking about 13, 14 years, and this guy. My God, he has shown me some amazing times.
Mostly.
The kind of crazy shit this guy can show you. I still remember him bringing in the Jaws novel just to read out the sex scene.
Jaws the movie.
Really?
Jaws the movie, the novel of Jaws the movie. I remember David bringing it. I remember Von Doggy bringing it in so that he could read the sex scene. That was awesome.
I don't know why people would realise that we'd actually been to school listening to this podcast. No. We've actually been to school.
Well, it wasn't... I mean, it's not so much... You know, towards the end, you know, when we left, it wasn't like a school anymore. It was more like a detention centre for the skags of society. Do you know what I mean? It was just... It was fucking terrible.
Has anybody got any weird stories from Merrill? Anything that was kind of strange? Like, I'll start it off with one. I remember going from the lower school to the upper school, and they used to do inductions there, even when you went from the lower school to the upper school. And I remember going to the upper school site, which had a big, massive field at the back. And I remember being out in the back of that field, and I remember suddenly seeing a massive group of kids around somewhere near the fence. So I headed over to see what was going off. And a kid who had lost their football over the fence had tried to climb over the fence to get the football. And you remember that the top of the fence was a bit sharp?
Oh yeah, it was like...
Managed to cut one of his fingers
completely
off. Sever one of his fingers. Up to like the... If you've got your main knuckle... Your knuckle that's on obviously on your fist. We're talking about the next knuckle up on your finger. Managed to sever it from there. And I remember us all gathered around the fence. Thinking this was amazing. Seeing two knuckles worth of finger... On the other side of the fence.
Oh, I remember shit.
That is my everlasting memory of Merrill.
There was nobody helping him out. He just sort of stood around him. He just
tried to get himself out there. He's screaming with a daytime supervisor or dinner lady, stood around him, not really sure what to do because obviously they're there for. I've tripped over and I've scraped my knee. I've banged my head on the wall. I've fallen over and I've got my trousers dirty.
Yeah,
but. In this situation, severed a finger. What the fuck do you do? And these motherfuckers had no idea what to do. And
so that's
they took him off, and we stood there staring at his finger for quite a while.
What happened to the finger?
When we had to go to class, that's the worst thing. The bell rings, and of course, and being there on induction day, the class bell means go to class. So what do? We went to class. We left a finger on the other side of the room.
That's a little bit surreal.
So I've no idea what happened to that finger, but I still remember that kid cutting his finger off.
Because obviously the first thing you do, you put the thing in ice and you carry it to the hospital.
Yeah. But nobody thought, that's just it. Although he's lost his ball over the fence, nobody thought...
Not his ball sack.
His football. Leather football.
Yeah.
Nobody thought to head out... But that's the other crazy thing, is we had side gates, didn't we? So if imagine where this kid had just cut his finger off.
Yeah.
I don't know, about 50 metres down, there was a double set of gates which led out onto the canal path which led which was ran along the side of the school up to Bolton Lane and to the other road that was there.
It
was
a public path, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was a public path. But they locked those gates throughout the day, and the only way you could get out of the school was through the front gates. Which was, if we were, like, say, 50 metres away from these double gates, we're talking about 500 metres from the gates. And then it's obviously 500 metres then from that gate to the other side of the fence.
So a kilometre. So basically, even though you stood on the other side of this gate, you're technically a kilometre away from the severed finger.
So nobody had the authority to open those side gates. And if anybody was going to go, they had to head out and round. So nobody did. And... I don't know what happened to that finger, but like I say, seeing that...
Probably still there.
Seeing that kid with it, and just seeing that...
The buildings aren't there.
What basically looked like a caterpillar on the other on the other side, and he was just sat there.
What kind of fingers did this guy have?
it was like I said, it's about an inch long. If you think about your fourth finger, look at your fourth finger now, not your knuckle, not your main knuckle on your hand, but your second knuckle up. If you cut that off and then think, that's what it looked like. That is exactly what it looked like.
Beautiful.
Nice.
There's an image for you.
Stories from school.
The only kind of story I've got from school that was a little weird is that, you know, when Scream came out, you know, the hack and slash thriller.
Scream 4's coming out. Yeah.
Scream 4's coming out, unfortunately. But the first one was kind of scary. And a couple of days after that came out, some guy had gone and bought, like, the Scream outfit. Yeah, and then managed to get a knife.
Ghostface.
Not a fucking plastic knife. Not like a crappy little sword from somewhere. He managed to get a knife from somewhere, and he chased kids around school in this Scream fucking get up. It was fucking scary. I mean, you know, it's like we'd only seen it a couple of days ago. It was only kids when we'd seen it. You know, and all thrillers are scary back then. Yeah. And so this guy, and he was quite tall.
Wasn't actually a killer.
Well, I don't know.
Did he actually catch anyone?
To be honest, I didn't really stand around and interview him and just say, you know, like, what are your hobbies? Are you a killer and stuff? I just got the fuck out of there, man.
Your intentions.
Yeah. And it was just, that was fucking scary. But apart from that, you know, I was just the boring kid that nobody really paid attention to.
Aww.
Up until sixth form. And then I just realised, you know, I'm a bit of a badass.
Drugs are better.
Yeah. Drugs are awesome.
I don't need friends, I just need heroin.
Yeah, then I had a fight with Tom Gore. Ah, yeah. You're gay! You're a fucking dickhead, mate, and I beat the fuck out of you.
Guys, who says the Amish don't know how to have fun?
Who does say the Amish don't know how to have fun?
I have got a story here about it's like GTA style-y, but with the Amish, which is quite nice.
Okay.
Usually don't think of the Amish and their antics being such a peaceful people and all.
Yeah.
What, have I interrupted something?
No, it's all good.
Nor do you see buggies on the regular highways unless you live in some parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania. On one such road though, Route 758, there could have been a disaster for a man who boogie wound up in the other lane.
Alright.
Yeah. It seems that two Amish men were racing to see who could reach the church faster on a Sunday.
Bloody hell.
Since the road is...
There's a race for you.
Yeah.
I want to worship!
Go! Since the road is only one lane, in order to get ahead of one another, it is necessary to pass each other. However, what the driver apparently did not see was a car coming the other opposite
lane.
You know that's because they don't believe in cars.
Yeah, that's it.
There's just some guy hovering in a seat position on the road at like 70
What
miles
is this?
That car's going fast without a horse on it.
The Amishman tried to avoid it, but try as he might, he managed to clip it. Causing a minor incident. The only one hurt, though, was the one in the car as a piece of wood flew off of the carriage and hit the guy in the face through the windscreen of the actual car.
Holy crap.
I tell you what, if that isn't...
But the Amish guys came away unscathed because they believe in the Lord.
Yeah. If that isn't an advert to be Amish, I don't know what is.
Yeah, we can be involved in a car crash without believing in cars and still come off okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's
pretty
impressive.
But it makes sense to the Amish because just a piece of wood flew off and hit this guy hovering in the seat position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going 70 miles an hour on this.
It makes sense because wood is... It's a natural material, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So the wood flying through there is natural. If a piece of metal had flown off that car and severed his head, then that would have been messed up because they wouldn't understand that kind of stuff because we don't believe in that kind of crap. But wood flying off. But I tell you what, I watched a video on break.com.
Oh,
break.com
yeah.
again, guys.
That's awesome.
There's a video of a car crash, and I don't know what this guy's video in his car is drive for. But he's sat a video in his dashboard.
He's trying to get the kids on the street.
And he's filming, and there's this massive truck overtaking this other truck in front of him. But it's more like one of those pickup trucks, you know, where they've got the wooden sides and stuff like that. So it's modern, but it's got the wooden sides on it.
Okay.
So he's videoing this truck passing that, and he's sat there thinking. Because you read the title, and you know there's going to be a crash, and there's going to be something that goes wrong.
There's got to be something good.
And you're thinking, what's going to happen? Driving along, this thing overtakes it. Boom!
Beautiful.
This massive piece of wood, we're talking about 5-6 foot, flies through the windscreen.
Like a piece of 2x4 or something.
Exactly. Barely misses this guy who's videoing it.
Holy crap!
Barely misses him, and happens to fly off this truck that's being overtaken. No accident, no nothing that's crashing or anything like that. This just massive piece of wood goes smashes straight through this guy's windscreen, barely missing him. This guy doesn't scream,
what?
Doesn't make a sound, just turns his car and parks up in a lay-by.
Whoa,
this guy, cool, this guy's just had a massive piece of work, because we're talking about Scream. I think it's the second Scream film where they crash into these loads of bars and it kills the guy in the front and these massive poles fly through
aren't
the windscreen.
About Final Destination?
It might be Final Destination. One of these films where loads of bars fly through the windscreen but it doesn't kill the guy in the back, kills the guy in the front. It's one of those kind of things. But the guy makes no sound, doesn't scream, just quite quickly just turns and parks up.
To be fair, he probably had to park up to unfill his trousers from a shot.
Yeah, because that's one thing. You're watching thinking, because I don't know, however many people drive down the motorway every night, you'll pass a big, massive articulated lorry and you'll think, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Because you know, because there's always that worry that they haven't seen you.
Yeah.
That they're going to pull out and it's all fucking crazy. And that's it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But this guy's following in the inside lane, watching someone overtaking the second lane, for suddenly a big, massive piece of wood to fly through his windscreen and nearly pierce his face. But no screaming. I would have shit myself.
Yeah.
I would have screamed.
I'd have been screaming like
slam my
virgin.
Brakes on. But this guy, no, nothing.
That is mental. Yeah.
And,
that is
and
absolutely
that's,
mental.
Because I missed it the first time I watched it. Because I was expecting like the lorry to crash into the car. And like, but no.
Beautiful.
And you know that something's happened, but you're not sure why it's happened. Apparently it's just a big piece of wood that's fallen off the back of this car and smashed the windscreen. Fucked up. Messed up.
Have you guys had any like scary instances like in your car? You ever done anything like crazy or has anything weird happened? So I was driving down this road. I was coming up to an island. She was, I was on the outside lane. She was on the inside lane. And you know when you go round a roundabout, yeah, you need to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Much like as you do on the rest of the road. So, especially going round a roundabout. So anyway, so I'm in the outside lane. She's in the inside lane. We start to go round this roundabout, and she decides just to like cut straight through.
Yeah.
All these fucking lanes, and so I have to slam a brake. You know, I'm having to swerve out of the way. You know, fucking almost hit this guy in a van, and I was just like, "What the fuck?" You know, me and this van had stopped because it, you know, almost had a, you know, this big smash, and I was just like, "What the fuck just happened?" And this dude's like, "No, don't worry about it, man. I saw exactly what, you know."
Yeah.
And at this point, we didn't know it was a woman, and he's like, "No, I totally understood. You know, I understand what you had to do, man. I saw it all the way." You know, that was fucking crazy. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking get him. You know, I was presuming it was a bloke.
Yeah.
So I was like, fucking, you know, here we go. J-Dog's on it now. So fucking, you know, fucking slams it down. And I'm driving round Alverston looking for where I live. And I find him. Well, I find him. And I'm fucking, you know, and I'm following him. And I think, you know what? I'm not going to race you. I'm going to follow you to wherever you're going. Because I had nothing to do. I just done what I needed to do. I'm going to follow you.
The J-train is somebody you don't want to run into.
No,
yeah,
seriously
Road rage is fucking such a bad thing with me.
It's not the word.
So I fucking follow this dude all the way. So yeah, so, you know, I follow this car home. And he pulls up. And I'm fucking right on it. Pulls up. And get out of my car, runs over to this car to fucking, you know, lamp this guy because I was fucking fuming. And you know, like when you're following someone, you kind of build yourself up,
you're kind of
thinking, I'm gonna kill this guy, I'm gonna fucking murder this guy, I'm gonna set his car on fire, I'm gonna set his kids on fire, I'm gonna set his wife on fire, I'm gonna set fucking everything, I'm gonna set his street on fire. I was just getting fucking fuming, I was, you know, fucking spitting feathers.
Yep.
Runs up to this car, and it's a girl.
Ah.
Can you hit a girl?
No.
Not really.
No, isn't it?
You know.
Depends,
you know,
how long you've been with her.
Love it. that bitch better watch out. But yeah, so I'm barreling up to her and I'm like waiting for her to pull down the window, or him to pull down the window.
Yeah.
I goes in, fist clenched, you know, racing up. And she goes, oh, what are you doing? I says, you don't know what you did. She's like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, you almost just fucking wrote my car off,
yep,
and me almost wrote another car off because you fucking went over an island straight.
Yeah.
She goes, what island? I didn't go around an island. And I was like, you did. You don't even know what you're doing. You didn't even know that you went around an island.
Yeah.
That's how I fucking described her what she did. And she's like, oh, well, I thought you were supposed to go straight at a roundabout. Yeah,
okay,
because when the fucking road curves, you still go straight, don't you?
Yeah.
Fuck the lanes, fuck the little white line telling you where to go. You fucking just do what you like, don't you? Regardless of anyone else in the fucking road. So anyway, So I just fucking gave her what for, and she apologised in the end, I thought was quite. I felt like I'd won then, you know.
Yeah, well, that's enough, isn't
it? You know, I'd have settled. If it was a bloke, I would have settled for anything less than a nosebleed.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's a woman.
But she apologised, and I fucking drove off.
There you go.
So yeah. I hate that though. I hate the fact that I couldn't vent that anger, you know, because I spent the rest of the day and being all pissed off, because. You know, I wanted it to be a guy, so I could have just fucking creamed this guy, you know, right in his fucking mush, and I couldn't because it was a fucking woman.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm getting mad now.
Look at him.
You know what? I think we might have to wrap up soon because I'm just going to I'm gonna burn your ass down, mate.
So, yeah, I think that's it then.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Next week we're going to have the unexplained episode where we're going to talk about ghosts.
Ooh, scary shit.
Hey, hey.
It's not just ghosts, it's all our, you know, weird stuff that you can't explain, you know.
Yeah, just weird
I've got
stories.
A couple of pearlers from London, some homegrown freaky shit.
Oh,
and I've got some American stuff. Right. Don't forget about my Mongolian death worm.
Hey.
Mongolian death worm, that's next week.
Yeah, so listen up, guys, because it's going to be a corker.
Hey, hey.
Okay, so that's goodbye from me, John Boy.
It's goodbye from me, JT.
It's goodbye from me, El Ben. Thanks for having me.
Alright.
Bye.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.